This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll have the day-to-day things that make people happy, and let's see if you're going to do any of these today.
All right.
So, one of the top things they say is eating a really good lunch.
Eating a good meal, for sure. I like a good dinner because you're more likely to have like a big steak and potato.
Yeah, good but breakfast. Yeah, How about a good breakfast
though? Yeah, it's not the same. A good dinner is awesome to me.
All right.
I mean, going out with friends and ordering that big old steak and sitting there and enjoying that fine food. We went to a strip club 1904 or whatever it is in Greer.
Yeah.
And it was just such a great meal. That's a great feeling.
Okay. Buying yourself something like clothes or new gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
That's a short-term one, though. It doesn't last very long.
Okay, well, neither does the food one.
A food one lasts at least for a few hours.
Okay.
You feel bloated and you feel like you can't move on the couch.
Depends on what you had to eat. Sometimes in half hour, you're hungry again.
That's true. Depending on what you ate.
Day-to-day things that make people feel happy, hanging out with your friends.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That's a good one. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, my good dinner combined two of those.
Okay, someone innocently flirting with you.
Yeah.
That'll make you happy.
Even if you paid for it, I'm okay with that.
Wow.
Okay. A good cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I need one.
A nice Coca-Cola, cold over ice.
Sure, that's fine.
Fountain.
Sometimes. Depends on the fountain.
Okay.
Some of them are good, some of them are bad.
Yeah, true.
Okay, having time to relax and just catch up with your cell phone. Like on social media or checking weather or news, that makes people feel happy.
You know, I try to do that when I first get home from work.
Mm-hmm.
I just sit by myself, relax, and I'll go through social media that I hadn't had a chance to go through.
Because you feel rushed at work. At work, you feel rushed, so you won't get caught by the boss.
Yeah,
doing that.
True.
And then about 10, 12 hours later, he goes to bed.
Now, Tom, it's like an hour later, I get up and walk the dog.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here's where it kind of gets fun, because these are some more unusual ones, but having a high score on a video game or an app.
Now, by high score, like I remember old days, you would be in the old arcade, and your name would get stuck up on that machine.
Usually,
it was three letters.
Yeah.
Yes. They were your three letters, and you were so proud that that was your high score. That day you went into the skating rink or wherever it was, and you saw that your letters had been displaced by either an AAA because they reset the machine, those jerks, or by someone else who beat your high score. That was devastating.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. But also, like Pokemon Go, collecting your Pokédex or whatever.
Pokédex. Just turned level 25 the other day.
When you have that draw four, Uno.
No, this is playing video games, card games.
I still get that. Great feeling when I have that draw four and I know I can use it on somebody.
Okay, these are day-to-day things that make people feel happy. They say holding a soft, cuddly pet. Like a dog? Or
cat. Especially when it's a puppy or a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
They just seem so sweet.
Clean.
They grow up and turn into regular animals.
All right. Clean sheets.
Oh, yeah. Slide in between them.
When you get into that bed and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very rare. Very rare. Finding money in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a $20 bill. Even if it's $2 or $3 in there, you're like, you're happy.
Yeah, the $20 bill makes you a lot more happy. Like, you get that jacket out for the winter, like we're getting ready to do in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put your hand in there, you feel that little wrinkly feeling.
People said the cleaning makes them feel happy.
When it's clean.
Yes.
But yeah, doing it's not fun.
Right.
But after it's over with, you sit there and you're like, I feel good about myself.
It looks so good.
You know, I get the same feeling when Maid Pro does it. I'm like, wow, my house is clean.
That's true.
About once a week, I'll call a friend going, hey, call and tell me you're going to surprise me this weekend. I said, because I'll clean.
Okay.
No one's going to come over.
Popping bubble wrap was mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little, it's fun, but I wouldn't put it in this list.
Yeah, and you only feel happy or fun while you're doing it, and then all the bubbles are gone.
Plus, you know, they made bubble wrap so many different ways now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have bubble wrap that's so, it sounds like a shotgun going off.
But that's those big bubbles.
Yeah, that come from Amazon.
Say, what makes you happy? Are there things out there that makes you happy? Because I thought of one that gives me that happy feeling, and it happens in the morning when I get out of the shower or whatever, and I take the Q-tip, and you clean inside your ear. That makes you feel, that, I mean...
It does, especially if you pull out a big gooey
one.
Oh,
no, don't say that.
Well, it's nice.
My happy feeling is also when we're at work and you say, Mom, come get me, I'm done.
That's a good thing. when, you know what? At the end of the day,
your work day
mm-hmm. and you're clocking out or whatever you do, however you do it, your little routine.
Say, Mom, come get me, I'm done.
Yeah. That does make you feel good.
Because it's like, okay, now I got to get my day started.
Okay, honey, you have anything that makes you like instantly happy?
Instantly then? Happy, yeah. Finishing my workout with Mike Rush.
Oh my gosh. You don't
stronger, even... I feel better, and you feel like you've really accomplished something.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Yeah,
right.
Leave it to her to bring us down.
You get that exercise high, though.
You do. It just makes you feel like you've done something.
Speaking of working out, like, you know, a good bathroom break.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a workout.
But there ain't nothing like that.
I know. It's a good feeling.
You know what? You know, when you're sitting there?
Mark Twain actually said that that's one of the things that's greatly underrated.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. He said that something else was overrated, and that was greatly underrated.
Okay.
And you can Google that, but I'm not going to tell you
the
whole
funny.
Quote. But yeah, he's right. I mean, there is. That's a good feeling.
You feel like there's an accomplishment after you're done.
Especially when you make it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I'm happy.
Yeah. And then you say, Mom, come get me, I'm done.
Oh, no.
You're happy again.
That's where that came from.
Oh, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.